This is the 46-year-old otaku. I apologize for not doing a podcast last night or yesterday. I was just tired. So, here we go. Welcome, everyone, to the 46-year-old otaku. And this time around, let's talk about a few stories I've been working on. All right. Now, I know some of you might not be in, some of you that are listening might not be into what I've been doing lately, might not be into wrestling, into fan fiction, into anime, comics, whatever. This is me. This is my stuff. This is me. This is on me. This is what I do. Now, hey, whatever you guys do, I got your back. I'm there with you in spirit, okay? I'm there with you in spirit. Even if I'm not there, I'm there with you in spirit. All right. There's a website called, let me see if I can find it. I'm on my Chromebook right now. I'm trying to see if I can find the website. And Wattpad. That's what it is. This is a website called Wattpad. Excuse me. I got some in my teeth. I just got through eating dinner. I am on this website, and I've been looking up some stuff, trying to read some good fanfic, trying to get a few ideas here and there. I look and I see this one dude on there named Crow Knight 13. This dude is so freaking good. To those that are on Wattpad that listen to me, go to him. He is so freaking good. He comes up with some like really good ideas. And one of them is called Arc Watch. Let me go ahead and read this idea to you for Arc Watch. Hopefully it'll come up. Because Wattpad likes to be freaking lazy. No. Oh, okay. Arc Watch. No, that's not what I wanted. Not only are they lazy, they want to jump freaking around like they freaking frogs. I apologize ahead of time. Because this is just freaking ridiculous here. You should be ashamed of themselves with this. Okay, here we go. This is what I'll do. Yeah, we'll do that. Come on, damn it. Thank you. Sorry about my language. I'm just a little miffed, if you will. This is the plot. This is a Ruby Overwatch crossover. And those of you who listen don't know what Overwatch is. Overwatch is a video game. One of the really good video games by Blizzard. It's on consoles and PC. A really great game. It's basically a first-person shooter. Okay, and it's one of those games that they're talking about the Overwatch League. They have like their own sports teams and all. That's the game they talking about. All right, now. The plot of this story is John was betrayed by his friends and family and was transported to the world of Overwatch and becomes a legend in the war, but he is left behind on a mission. Years later, Winston, who is a big gorilla, has activated the recall and sees reports of a mysterious hero, called Arknight. Now with Ruby is this really good anime that I can't even call it an anime because it's CGI. It's total CGI. It's done by this guy, but it was created by this man named Monty Ohm. May the good Lord rest his soul. He died in 2015, by the way. And it was like something stupid. I think he died, I want to say of pneumonia, but I doubt it. But he had died of some kind of really stupid way. He wasn't murdered. He died of, like, I want to say natural causes or just sickness. He died of sickness. Anyway, it's basically about a bunch of kids with, like, weapons that can transform from one weapon to another and can kill these beasts called Grimm. Grimm is like the total evil of mankind. It's the evil that's in the mankind's heart. That's what it'll create it, and it'll come out and it'll attack them. Straight up, it'll try to kill you. Game, set, match. But there are also, I'm sorry, my nose is trying to run off my face. There's like humans and basically human-animal hybrids called faunus or fauna, like flora and fauna, that. Anyway, getting back to this story here I'm talking about. So he comes up with this idea. It's basically, this guy, I think he's a big fan of John Ark. Now, John Ark is basically your kid who everybody thinks a weakling. He wants to do the right thing. He's the guy that basically is the purest form of what he wants to do. He never got in to a hunter school. He never had the right papers to get into a hunter school. And everybody's like, oh, you didn't get into a hunter school. And then they start picking it on him and all. Well, this is the story. This never happened in canon, but this is what had happened. He basically was thrown out of Beacon. He was expelled from Beacon. He was disowned by his family. In this story, somehow he was removed from that particular universe and placed into the Overwatch universe. So, this is what he has. This is the info. This is his powers. He has high intelligence in this story. He has high intelligence, peak human fitness, mastery of the martial arts, marksmanship, brilliant tactics, leadership, high-tech suit, high-tech guns, high-tech equipment, nigh limitless resources. Also, the parent in this story, which is who he's going to be with in the story, well, it's a harem, meaning he's going to be with a lot of different girls. So the first one is Mercy. Mercy's Angela Ziegler. She's basically a really good healer in the game. She's a very beautiful woman. She's from Switzerland. She's got like these. She looks like a freaking angel. She looks like a bionic angel, or she's a beautiful blonde with like dressed in armor that looks like she's an angel or a Valkyrie. Wearing one of them, wearing a halo, but it looks like it's a what's his face? It's supposed to be like one of them scanners, like what do they call them? A CAT scanner that'll tell her about the about what's going on with the person and all. And like I said, she can heal everybody almost to the point of death. So she's really good. And in this info, he done put down like a scene between him and between John and her. You were left behind. Sorry, Angela. You were left behind. I will not let that happen again. I should have been there. John, it's okay, Angela. Your place is here with Overwatch. Angela. No, I'm staying by your side till the end. Okay. The next one is Widowmaker, her ex before she got married. Widowmaker is a young woman by the name of, well, she's 33 now. She's a woman named Amelie Lacroix. She is like a very skillful sniper. But she's also one of the bad guys. If you're going to go into that particular universe, you got your good guys and your bad guys, she's a bad guy. One of the main bad guys in that particular, one of the main bad guy groups in that particular universe is named Talon. She's a Talon operative. She's a Talon sniper. She basically has this long, she has long purple hair and a high knot, top knot ponytail, blue skin because of what had happened, what they did to her. They put her under some kind of like, what do they call it? They put her under a chemical dip or whatever. They basically they killed her emotions. They made her like entirely blue. I don't know what they did to this poor woman. They made her maybe she's like Killer Frost from DC Comics. She's probably like that because her skin is like completely blue. And so, you know, she's like one of the best snipers out there. She like wearing this purple cat suit. She's got the sniper rifle. She's got this cool helmet that basically helps her see infrared. And then through the dark, she got night vision. She can find the perfect target. Bam, bam, bam. Headshot always, constantly. So during this, they say in this particular story, she was John's ex-lover, ex-girlfriend. I don't know. But she left him, or they broke up amicably so that she can marry her husband. Oh, by that, the reason why she's named Widowmaker is because she was ordered to kill her husband. Her husband was an Overwatch operative. She was kidnapped by Talon, rescued by Overwatch, not knowing she was brainwashed. Then, after she was returned to her husband, during the night, one night, she kills her husband in his sleep. So, this is what their discussion is. Widowmaker, my memories of us are returning. I will not lose you to the others. Oh, by the way, she's French, by the way, if you didn't know by the name Amelie. John, you had another life, and you were married to someone else. Amelie, or Widowmaker. Then why do my memories tell me that it should have been you? Meaning that she was totally in love with him. She was totally in love with him. No discussion. If I was married to someone else, why am I having these memories saying, hey, you should have been mine. He should have been yours. John should have been hers. That's what she's saying. The next one, the wild card, Ash. Elizabeth Caledona Ash. Or Calamity Ash, I think that's her name. Her real name. Oh, this woman. Oh, man. If I talk about this woman, I'm going to be here all day. I don't want to talk about her, but damn. But damn it, I want this woman to be my baby mama. The original leader of the Deadlock Gang. This woman is like straight up. This woman looks like, got to look like, yeah, I'm bad. I know I'm bad. I'm a punch you straight dead in the mouth. And then take your beer. Basically, yeah, I'm a go to a hotel. I'm a go to a Texas bar, a honky tonk. Walk up to the biggest dude there. Punch him right in the mouth. And drink his beer in front of him. That's how she is. She's basically, like I said, she's a gang leader. She's a gang leader, like one of those, you know, Western gangs back in the old time, back in the 1800s, the Western gangs that the Texas Rangers chase after. She's a leader of one of them gangs, type of gangs. This woman is just so freaking gorgeous, too. She's got like shoulder-length platinum blonde hair or white hair. Decent little cat-like eye, you know, with the little spikes out to the side, you know, hypnotizing, like, caramel red, like, caramel eyes, so caramel that it's bleeding into red. This woman's, like, freaking gorgeous. But she is also so bad that she's got an almost 8 foot tall, like, about 3 feet big around butler robot that will be by her side, and they can that's basically her tank. And you know, she's just like I said, if I keep on talking about her, I'll be here all night. So let me go on ahead. This is their discussions. Ash, you got two options. One, you and I could keep playing this game of cat and mouse. John, or Ash, two, you and I can have some real fun. John, is there a third option? Next one, Farrah, his watcher. What do you get if you cross Samus Aran from Metroid and Tony Stark, Iron Man, and make her Egyptian? Farrah Amari. And she's one of them really nice looking chicks as well. Long black hair, golden like jewelry into tendrils, tattoo of like, you know, what do they call it? Eye of Horus over her, under her right eye. Left eye, sorry. You know, completely powerful, nicely powerful, dang near a tank. A flying tank at that. You know, call out missiles all over the place. Hits a missile strike every chance she get or whatever, what have you. Discussion. Jean, you don't have to keep an eye on me all the time, you know. Farrah. I've been given the task and I will not disobey it. Jean. You're just trying to see me shirtless again, aren't you? Farrah. Maybe. Anna Amari. Farrah's mama. Now, if Farrah's that gorgeous, can you imagine what her mama looks like? She was their original sniper. Overwatch's original sniper. still just as gorgeous. You know, just basically take Farrah, age her about 20, 30 years, and you got Anna. Discussion. Jean, don't try and stop me, Anna. Anna, please don't do this. Come back. We can help you. Jean, I don't need your help. Symmetra is this one chick. She's from India. And rumor has it she has ADHD. You know, that's what the rumor was. She lost her right arm, I think in war, I'm not so sure about that. She's a freaking genius. You know, maybe even super genius. She's got a really good IQ. And she has a lot of, a whole mess of inventions that is, like, impressive. You know. And yes, Symmetra's an ex-lover. Jean, you have a lot of nerve coming up to me after all this time. Symmetra. I know, and I'm sorry for what happened, but I need you. Jean, I said the same thing, that I needed you, but look what happened. Now, this scene, I'm guessing is whatever happened, he got injured. He got injured and he was close to death. I'm talking Jean here. And they left him for dead. And he was seeing Symmetra at the time. And maybe she promised she'd be there for him. But she couldn't get there and she left. So that's my guess on that one. Diva, the fangirl. Hannah Song. 19-year-old mech pilot. For South Korea, I'm guessing. She's a StarCraft champion. I think that's what they said it was. She's a StarCraft champion and runs her own team. And she was so good. South Korea said, hey, you want to pilot a mech? So she jumped at the chance. She pilots a mech. And she's freaking adorable. Brown hair, you know, dressed in a mech bodysuit, brown eyes. Got like markings on her face, you know. So, and of course, like I said, fangirl to Jean. Oh my God, I can't believe you're here. You were the legend. John. Okay. Can you calm down, please? Hannah, yes, sir. Basically, the relationship I could see them two having is Coulson and Captain America. In the Avengers, the first movie. That's what I'm saying. Oh my God, Captain America, oh my God. You know? It's like, yes, nice to meet you. Now, can we calm down, please? Yes, sir. You know. Brigitte, Yamara. I'm going to say a Norwegian Amazon in armor. See, her daddy is a midget, basically. Her dad's a midget. She's like this. There's another one. This is another one I don't want to talk about or I'm going to be here all day. Yes, she's very beautiful. She's got brown hair and blue and brown eyes. dressed in armor like a female knight or a paladin or whatever. You know, she's pretty cute. Discussion. I've read the reports. You're a legend. John, not anymore, I'm not. Brigitte, her it's pronounced Brigitte, but it's spelled Bridget. Those Swiss, those Swedes, sorry. You are in my eyes. Zarya, the rescued. I look at her, when I first saw this character, I was thinking, when did Ivan Drago have a sex change operation? Because that's what she looks like. She looks like Ivan Drago with a sex change operation. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, you can still tell. You can tell she's female. But this chick is Ivan Drago with a sex change operation. She has got pink hair and I want to say blue eyes. Got this tattoo, 512. I can't remember what it was, but it was like a record. She broke a powerlifting record. And to celebrate, she got the weight of what she lifted tattooed on her left shoulder. She has this wicked scar over her right eye. But, you know, basically, when I'm looking at her, I'm thinking Ivan Drago with a sex change operation, or Ivan Drago and Pink got together and had a baby, and it came out her. I mean, she's nice looking. She's nice looking. Not as good as Brigitte and Nash, but she is nice looking. So he saved her. And hers is, you saved me. I thank you for that. That's all she says. Oh, by the way, I keep on saying she's Ivan Drago with a sex change. She is Russian, just in case. The hyper one. Tracer, if you're a Harry Potter fan, take Tonks. Give her the speed force. And you're maybe remotely close to what you like. The Tracer. Basically, she's this British pilot that basically got in this experimental plane, took off, and she not only broke the sound barrier, she shattered it. But she went too fast and disappeared. She got stuck in between planes. You know, so they couldn't keep in, and no matter what people tried to do, they couldn't keep her in our plane or the normal plane. So she got to wear this harness that will allow her to stay in the normal plane. Which ain't bad. I mean, it also makes her fast. It also makes her fast enough. So she's pretty cool. Just like the old days, huh, John? John, no. Tracer, stop being so grouchy. By the way, her name is Lena Oxton. May. I think her full name is May Zidane. She is from Nepal? I think they said she was from Nepal. Not so sure. I want to say she's from Nepal. The Shy Watcher. She's a cryogenologist. Basically, she works with the cold. She works with ice, snow, the cold. Mr. Freeze, if Mr. Freeze was from Nepal in a female. That's what she is. Some actually call her a demon. Brown hair, brown eyes, you know, basic Asian look, I guess. Genius. I'm saying she's a genius because you got to do a lot to do what you do to do that. When I saw the reports, I was devastated by the news. I'm guessing she thought he was dead as well. I should have told him, but now I have a chance to tell him how I feel. But she knows he's alive now. Mora, the stalker. I can't remember her last name at the top of my head. She's from Ireland. Another Talon member. This chick is like, I want to say, deals with genetics. I so want to say she deals with genetics. She's pretty good. You know, red hair. Basic look, almost a basic look for a Irish national. Red hair, but she's got the most weirdest mutation in her eyes. Because one eye, because the right eye is blue and the left eye is red. Got these wicked claws on her hands. She looks like, you know, oh, shoot, I can't think of anybody else that had those. If you ever read the Marvel comics and the Wolverine comics, and you seen a chick named Lady Deathstrike, you're sort of close to how she looks with those claws. So yeah. I've seen him in combat. His DNA would be perfect for my future children. Like it's been said, stalker. Sombra, the playful flirt. This one just tickles me. She's from Mexico. She's a Latin girl. But she is a Latin hacker. Has like a full, not a full, I want to say, like, thing of wetware through her entire body. Wetware is basically you take a layer of, like, electronics that can go under a person's skin, that can get into a person's skin, and then said person can get in and be on the internet while they're asleep. That's maybe close to what she has, because she also has this wicked thing on the back of her head. It's like half her hair is like long, sort of like shoulder length, while the other half is buzzed, and it's like she got like freaking crop circles cut in her hair. And then she has like this cybernetic connection to the back of her head, which is basically embedded into her skull, and, you know, also going on to the side of her scalp, the right side of her scalp. And that's connected to the internet. She can basically turn invisible as well. And whatever it is, she can hack it. We talking smartphones, laptops, computers, whatever. Hell, I think they said she once hacked government agencies in like one night. A whole mess of government agencies in one night. She's another talent representative. She's like one of them. She's also one of them that I don't want to talk about that much. I shouldn't talk about that much. She's cute too. So you're still mad about me selling pictures of you in the shower to the others, aren't you? John, what do you think? Sombra, I think they better back off because you're mine. And that's the end of that. Because she was the last chick and that was the end of it. So, that's his version. That's his info on Arkwraith. Watch. That's Crow Knight 13's info on Arkwraith. So, I decided I wanted to do one of my own. So, and mine is called, if I can find it, Night on the Watch. Well, now, it's damn near parallel to his. Well, I think the only difference between mine and his, and I don't know if that's what he did. And see, for him, he has John looking like Arkham Knight. If you ever, those of you who have listened or are listening to my stuff, you ever played Arkham, the Arkham games, the Batman Arkham City games or the Arkham whatever games? I want to say the third game. There's a dude, I want to say the Warden of Arkham Asylum had made this armor, turning him into a villain or a anti-hero called the Arkham Knight. And Batman had to take him out. Well, in mine, he go, I do the my rendition, and he's Deadshot. Will Smith's character in Suicide Squad. Which ain't bad. I like the way he looked in Suicide Squad. Now, I didn't see the movie. I wish I did. I've seen the scene where he's talking to Amanda Waller about, you know, she's talking to him and all, and goes, well, this is what I want. You want me to help you? This is what I want. You know, and he gives his ultimatum and then he shows him what he can do. This guy's perfect. So this is my rendition of that story is I have Jean looking like Deadshot. And the thing where people were like, all like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. The girls are like, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I thought you were dead. Well, excuse me. He was a founder of the. He was a founder of the team. He was one of the first. He was one of the people who got the band together, quote unquote. So he. He decided to go out. They go out. They fight in the third Omnic War. They shoot, man! I'm so sorry about this long pause because my mind is not coming to me today. He fought in the third Omnic War and made a name for himself with the team. Everybody was like, wow, you know, in the whole shooting match. What the thing of it was, though, as with everything, there's always got to be someone who's jealous. So the one who gets jealous is a is an officer that was with the UN Army. He comes in. He didn't like the fact someone like Jeanne d'Arc has this team of people that he gets together and they fight side by side and they win this war. Well, during this time, John's fighting this humongous army of Omnics and all, and the guy calls for an airstrike. It was my cousin. Which will take out all, which takes out all the Omnics there, yeah, but it also takes out John as well. Well, Anna, or not Anna, Angela, or Mercy, was like, no, no, we can't leave him, we can't leave him. And the pilot's like, ma'am, ma'am, we gotta, you know, I got my orders, I got my orders. And so she, and so he leaves, I mean, they leave, which has her waking up in a cold sweat 3 years later. So, and that's when they find, that's when she hears and finds out about the Ark Knight and all fighting and sees which and see what he looks like. And the thing of it is, she still got so pissed off over the UN, she refuses to work for the UN ever again. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. And then John, she sends him a message because somehow she knows she's he's alive. She sends him a message saying, hey, you know, can we meet for dinner one day? So John sets it up, meets for dinner, but he also has lunch with Anna. And remember, Anna's like his, excuse me, Anna's like his best friend. But in mine, where in his, he's like, I don't need your help. Where in mine is, they're together. They're best friends, they're close. So he comes up, sees him, she kisses him full on the lips. And remember what I said. Anna's one of them women that when she was younger, she was hot. In mine, I'm just gonna let her keep her youth. So she kisses him straight dead on the mouth, comes up, they talking, they having lunch. She brings up, hey, how are you? You looking well. John basically makes the worst mistake in his life, saying that, yeah, I still got a couple of bullets in me. And she's like, where? And he's like, Anna, it's cool, I'm fine. And she's like, where? And he tells her he had one in his shoulder, one in his left shoulder, and one floating near his spine. She gets him to the hospital. He's like complaining, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. She's like, you are not fine. You're going to the hospital. Everything, you know, you're going to the hospital. We're going to get these bullets removed from you. Well, so bullets gets removed. So that means he misses the date with Angela. But that also means that Angela's there. She's there watching over him. Whole shooting match. And all. So that's what I've been doing lately this past weekend. Yeah. And also on a unrelated note, this has been the worst one of the worst days for Chiefs fans. Yeah, I know you've heard that Patrick Mahomes had been hurt. He's hurt in the knee. But now, that worst day is maybe coming back to be a good day. Because of that knee. Because of his knee. So they're saying, originally they said it's going to be 4 to 6 weeks. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Well, he's going to be out. He might be out 3 weeks. 3 to 4 weeks. And I'm with everybody and their mama saying, hey, he needs to sit down. I'm with my uncle. My uncle constantly is saying he needs to sit down. He needs to rest that ankle. Now he needs to rest that knee. He needs to rest both the ankle and the knee. Straight up. He needs to rest the ankle and the knee. Once he rests that ankle and that knee, hopefully we can get to the postseason. Hopefully we might be able to go to the Super Bowl. I don't know. He'll probably play again. I know he'll play again. It's no problem. He'll play again. The knee be fine. The knee will hopefully be fine. The ankle hopefully will be fine. And hopefully we get to the postseason. Hopefully we get to the AFC Championship. Hopefully we might beat them damn cheaters. Hopefully we make it to the Super Bowl. Hopefully we win the Super Bowl. Hopefully. But that's neither here nor there. So, I'm done with this. I promise you will get another one next Monday. Might talk about what's going to happen on that particular week. That particular Thursday. You might be seeing either pictures or videos that particular Friday. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that particular Thursday is Halloween. I'm gonna attempt to dress up looking like either Dr. Filancier from The Princess and the Frog. Or Baron Samedi from Smite. But I mean, I got my hat, and I got my cane. All I just need is a jacket. Or something, a jacket and all. Got the pants, I'll just wear like some dress pants and all. And I'll just go ahead and dress up, look pretty decent. I got a shirt, I'll wear a shirt, no problem. Because basically, I don't have the svelte form of Dr. Filancier or Baron Samedi. Because basically I look like I ate each of them, half of each of them. So I'm going to attempt to do this, and hopefully I'll look pretty decent. So, we're going to go on ahead and do this, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I'll talk to you later. This is the 46-year-old otaku. Saying, go Chiefs.